Sorry, 94.1, and we welcome TDA and Walter Kearney, Pajam, two-thirds of Pajam. How you guys doing?
Man, we doing fantastic, man. How about yourself?
Great, great. Are you excited about the new project, which will drop on the 30th?
Oh, man, tremendously, man. We're extremely excited about it, man. It's a great album, man. I think people are going to love it, man.
TDA, we've seen that Jay Moss has had success doing his project singing. Why a PDA project?
You said why?
Yeah.
Because it's time, man. It's time for me to, you know, express myself from a producer's writer's standpoint. You know, I sing a little bit. I hum a little bit. I talk a little bit. I rap a little bit. So we're just going to do a little, you know, special little project, you know, featuring PDA.
Is the industry ready for PDA?
Yeah. Is the industry ready? Oh, man, the industry's been ready, man. The industry's always looking for something exciting and breathtaking and, you know, and on cutting edge and, you know, stuff that's going to take things to the next level, man. So, you know, I kind of like to say, you know, get ready because here it comes.
Walter, how did you guys come together, Walter?
Oh, man, it's been, I guess, almost about 15 years ago, man, we came together.
No, that's too long, because that makes us sound real old.
I mean, we were young, though.
Oh, man, yeah. Go ahead.
No, man, actually, we were doing commercials together, man. I was with an agency at the time, advertising agency at the time, man, and we started, you know, producing commercials together, man, and that really developed a relationship from a musical standpoint and then also from a business standpoint and then also from a vision standpoint. We definitely each had the vision, you know, to establish a stronghold within the musical industry, and we were definitely of like mind, so we just brought it together, man. PDA, actually, and I, we came together initially and then started the Pajam thing, and then we saw Jay, we signed him on as an artist, and then eventually, you know, was the third partner to Pajam, man, and it's been rocking and rolling ever since, man.
You guys have been so successful. Has there ever been any downtime when you may have said to yourself, man, let me get me a 9-to-5. This is not going to work.
Well, you know what, man? In every facet of any industry, man, you know, you're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. You're going to have some discouraging moments when you're like, you know, this business is for the birds. But you know what? When you called to do a certain thing, man, and God chose you to do a certain thing, man, you just got to pull through and just hold on to him, buckle down onto him, hold on, grab some faith somewhere, some strength somewhere, and lean on somebody's shoulders and just, you know, let him do what he do, man. Just pull through because, you know, you being there, him choosing you to be there, you know, it's got to be for a reason. So, you know, we just always pull through.
You know, speaking about rocking and rolling, the song Father, I mean, yes, hey, that is definitely cranking. Tell me about Father.
P, that's your story, man. That's PDA.
PDA hit me.
PDA birth joint, man. So.
Let me tell you how Father came along. Okay. Father came about. My sweetie just said, Father, Lord, I love you. And I guess that was out of frustration or something I might have said or something I might have did. And I was like, Father, I love you. Father, I love you. I love him too, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just kind of went back and forth for a second. And then later on that day, Father, we love you, just kept coming back to me. Just kept coming back to me. I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm sitting down at the MPC at the keyboard, and I'm just like, you know what? Boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden, Father, we love you came out. But it is, man. It's a hit.
Hey, it is definitely a hit. Now,
yeah, that's a PDA kind of thing, man. That's how you got your holler for Trinity 5-7. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got the Jay Moss tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
PDA been hitting it for a while, man. So I love this guy's beat. That's why I'm excited about his own record coming out, because we're going to have much more of that.
Hey, I heard that. Let me ask you, I mean, is it hard? I mean, is there any added pressure on you knowing that, you know, this is Pajam, all right, PDA, Jay Moss drop? Okay,
right.
You've done things for Karen Clark. I mean, you name
everybody.
It. Hey, everybody. You know, boys to men. PDA, is that pressure on you? Say, hey, look, I've done
you
it
know,
for everybody
I,
else.
You know,
I got to do it for
me. Under normal circumstances, it would be pressure, man. But, you know, it's just my own expression. You know, and I'm doing it just to at least say, hey, I did it. You know, Timberland's dropped a record. You know, Babyface dropped a record. Pharrell, the Neptunes dropped a record. It's PDA style to put your hands, drop a record. So, you know, and I don't look at it as pressure. I just look at it as my own self-expression musically, you know, and, you know, hey, you're going to like it or you're going to love it.
Who are you trying to reach on this project?
Man, I'm trying to reach everybody, man. I got a little something for everybody, man. You know, I want to hear stuff on your adult contemporary station. You're gonna hear something on your urban station. You're gonna hear something on your gospel station, your traditional gospel station, your inspirational. You know, I'm just gonna put together a nice little collage of different things, man, that everybody can feel real good about.
How does it make you feel when you run into mainstream artists and they say, "Hey, PDA, that's tight, man"?
You know, I don't know, man. I'm just thankful for the gift, man. I'm thankful for God blessing us, you know, all three of us, man, with our strengths, man. And you know, it always feels good, man. But it always makes you say, hey, thank God, you know, because He gave it to us. You know, He gave us the talents, the gifts, and abilities, man, to be able to use them and be afforded to make it your mainstream of your career. You know, it's just like, it feels good, man. It's awesome. And you just, you know, you pull to the side and say, thank God. You know, people are listening. Thank God people are paying attention. You know, thank God. You know, because, you know, our thing is whenever we were put into a situation where we were doing mainstream artists and working with NSYNC or Destiny's Child, you know, our whole thing was we want to be a light. You know what I'm saying? Because we are Christian guys and we've grown up in the church, man, and it's in us. And we just want to be able to be a light, man, and be able to shed some inspiration to those artists, man, which are looking for hope as well.
Speaking of being a light, Walter, with PDA, Jay Moss, yourself, how do you guys stay grounded?
Oh, man, family, man. That's, you know, it initiated with how we were raised. You know what I'm saying? That's the beginning stages of it. And then, you know, we just definitely stay unified as a unit, the three of us, and keeping each other focused and definitely maintaining the focus of that. God has really tremendously blessed us, and He is the reason why we've been, you know, as blessed as we have been. I mean, we can make some great music, we can cut some great deals, but at the end of the day, all the things that we've, you know, encountered and come upon, God has really orchestrated it. We just know that, you know what I'm saying? It is definitely in our hearts to maintain that. So we've just been blessed to have that kind of focus, man.
So there is no need for me, because, hey, I'm a PDA fan. There's no need for me to say these guys might get too big and break up, man.
We like brothers, man. We fight like brothers. We do good, great things. We go to the movies, hang out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the relationship that we have, man. And it's incredible. Yeah, it doesn't happen often, you know, where you get three guys who, you know, can roll this long like we've been together. But, you know, we got a lot to accomplish, man. A lot of visions that we still have in our back pockets that we're pulling out this year and the year after, man, that we're planning for. So it's just the beginning. People have just seen the foundation of what we've been able to create. And just definitely look out for new and incredible stuff that's going to take place.